Welcome back. This is hour three of day six, Tea Touch for You Online in our immersion program. And let's see what Linda has in store for us next.
Well, this, one of the pieces of feedback. Somebody's kitty is wanting to say something. Who is that?
I just muted her.
That was really interesting. We'll greet all the kitties. One of the, in this world that we're living in now, one of the difficulties is to, I find, to stay present in the place where I'm at rather than being influenced by all the stuff that is going on around the planet. Just looking for the gifts in our lives rather than being influenced by what is outside of us. And I'm really being careful as I come back to the United States to stay away from the news and what's going on. Of course, I'm going to vote, but I don't want to be inundated by the rest, because this process, I was just thinking, I don't know how it is for the rest of you, but when I'm in this immersion class with you in this way, with us meeting around the world, I feel like I'm in a whole other dimension. It's a dimension that includes all of nature, and it's truly a beautiful place to be. And what the question is, what can we do in order to make sure that the information, the energy of all the thoughts and all of the fears and all of the stuff that's going on around the world does not affect us? That is a process that we, a practice that we can have. So there are a number of ways of doing that. And I'd just like to know if we could see a show of hands, if there's anybody, you don't have to just see it, wave your hand at all, so that Eleanor can see. If there are people out there who get, you know, when they're in a group or in their certain situations, that they feel it, they pick up other people's energies, which are your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your stuff. So I see Susan's hand, Janice, I see lots of hands. It's a really common thing. So there are a number of ways that you can prevent this. The simplest classical way is, it's around the world. And it's this mantra that you say, I am encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. And I'm encapsulated in a bubble of Christ light. And whenever I need that protection or help, I call on the Christ energy of Jesus, because it's there for us. But it's whatever is for you, you know, universal energy, whatever is your, whatever makes you feel safe and protected. I'm encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. That's the simple way that I used for many years, and it was very effective in a number of situations that were, I was in a place where I shouldn't have been. Now, there's another way that I learned in Australia. I learned from people who give really big presentations. And it's, if you're in a situation where you're giving a presentation and the people don't know you and you don't know what kind of feedback, and it's not always going to be positive. It could be, you know, that you've got people there who think very differently. So how can you protect yourself from their energy of, and so it's a real, really simple. You imagine a mirror around you. I put a mirror on four sides of me. And when a person looks in that mirror, they can only see their highest self, which is really different. And we did this in the class here in Portland, where I am right now, last week. And somebody said that it had been really effective for them. It's very useful. because it's not challenging. It's just giving that person an opportunity to see their higher self. There is another way, and that is the place that I've come to now, and that is that I spin my cells, I raise my vibrational rate so that I experience a lot of light in myself consciously. And so that when a person looks at me, they see that light. And they don't see it, they experience that light. And I believe what it does when we do this, it takes us to a higher frequency. And when I recognize that divine consciousness in every cell in my body, that's a very different place to be. So I don't even have to be protective. I can just be in that presence. And what's important for me, and it's this thing I read first, I am you. There's in all of us, we're all part of the same divine consciousness. And when I did the Course in Miracles in 1981, that concept, I am you, when I see somebody doing something, you know, that maybe I don't approve of or is against what I believe or different from what I believe, instead of putting a boundary up and separating, I realize in every person there's something of myself in that. And that's where the Ho'oponopono comes in. And I would really love to know how many of you have gotten that little book. The book to start with for me is just Ho'oponopono by Ulrich Dupre, D-U-P-R-E-E. It's a beautiful book I have read over and over, thanks to Karen Freiling, who turned me on to that book. The book that I recommend for people who really want to understand the energy issue that we're talking about, what's behind Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness, the concept of, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, this concept. It's the book of Ho'oponopono. And I believe we already have this written up for you, because this concept of seeing, of the experiencing the energy, the divine self in every being, that really makes a difference when we have any kind of situation. Forgiveness. That's what it's this is message of forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, forgiving our animals, whatever, forgiving other people. It's a message of forgiveness. And that is how we can really, I believe, make a difference in creating this world and humanity that we crave. Forgiveness. And also this idea of counting the blessings in every situation, counting our blessings. One of the blessings that we haven't addressed in this immersion program, I can't believe that we haven't gotten that far, and that is the ear tea touch. And it's so interesting because I'm just going to touch on it a little bit briefly, because it's such an important issue in our lives. And so many of the people I know on here on this course have had this ear work, make ear tea touch. Oh my goodness, I need to no longer call it ear work. It's ear tea touch. This is what we're working to do, to brand all of this from our European sisters and brothers who really pay attention to this. So with the ear tea touch, I'd like to just have you raise your hands and know how many there do not know about the ear tea touch for humans. Can you just take a look, Eleanor and Sandy, and see if there's anyone there who does not?
Carol Ann was raising her hand. Is there anybody else? If you don't, and Chanel.
Great, good. That's what I wanted to know.
And Tricia.
Yep. Tricia. Okay, so I'm going to do a little short review. How I came to, first of all, by doing T-touch on the ears. You can save the life of one of your animals, dogs, cats, horses. We have many, many cases, and humans. And it's just what I'm doing here. I'm reaching the lobe of the ear. I start at the lobe and I put my thumb behind the ear. I do a circle and a quarter, and then I slide, my forefinger over the thumb. Now I go into this little bowl here, this beautiful little bowl where the vagal or vagus nerve connects right here. And I do a circle and a quarter, and I do a slight slide up with a little slight stretch. And Terry wrote in there that she had felt a change in her tinnitus as we were doing the facial work. Mm-hmm. Now, and this can really, as she went in front of the ear, that's when she felt it. Mm-hmm. No, circle and go a little higher. And now gently up to the top. Now, I'm paying attention also to the thumb on the back of the ear, and I have to be careful when I show this to do it gently, because everybody I know, at least so far, does this when we're showing it firmer than we need to. Just gently, gently, be gentle. So it's on an adult, it's four slides. Now, you can use this if you're not feeling well. If you're sleepy or tired, it can really refresh you. If you're feeling really sick, and can't eat, or we use this, I showed this to caregivers in Soweto in South Africa. And what they found is these infants and young people who are HIV positive have a problem with appetite, and this stimulates the appetite. These four T-touch, ear T-touch. Now, also, in case if somebody has been injured, and I'm going to talk about people now, but it could be animals. It's exactly the same. That you can keep a person out of shock or bring them out of shock. And I want Susan Davis to watch, because when you were doing it the other day in class, you and several people were going downward. Try it. For me, a downward, I don't like it. It's like a downer. Now, it may be different for all of you, so for some of you. So just be aware. Try both ways and see which works. Now, it's also really helpful what Sandy was just doing, is moving the jaw. Really helps to open your jaw also. Air sickness, car sickness. So many of our people over the years have been on airplanes where somebody, they call for a doctor. There's no doctor. You go up and say, may I help you? Work on the ears, and you can stop a collapse of somebody. Danielle Azur, one of our vets, was on a plane coming back to Germany back from Canada, and somebody with Alzheimer's was on the plane going home and wanted out of the plane and was really creating a lot of problems. And Daniela just asked the daughter who was with his mother if she could help, and showed her the ear touch, and the woman slept literally a few minutes of ear touch, and the woman slept like the rest of the flight to Frankfurt. All of us, all of our T-Touch people here have huge experience, cases of experiences with this. And we should post a few of those, all of you who have them, because the stories are really important. Yeah.
Can you talk about gliding over the skin of the ear and also little stretches to the ear?
Yeah, that's what it's the slide. It's and if a person is in shock or been injured or if they've had a heart attack, you don't do the circle. Just do the slide. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have some amazing stories of some of the people who are on here. Broken necks and stuff Karen Freiling worked on. I mean, we've all had a massive heart attack. I've had situations, all kinds of things like this. So I just want you to be aware of it for humans and animals. And it's that slide. And what you want to do with what Sandy was talking about, as you do the slide, be careful that you don't flip off the ear, the edge of the ear. You have to slide over it. So it's a slide between the thumb and folded forefinger. So you can, recently, a few months ago, I was having a facial and the woman looked really bad. And I asked her if she was okay. And she said, no, I've had a migraine for 2 days. I said, can I do something to you? I did 3 minutes of really gentle, small circles in the ear, light stretches with it, very, very gentle. And in less than 4 minutes, she was like 50% better. Gentle circles. In the case of migraines, I don't do the slide. And you may find that that's the thing to do, but I just, you know, it's too painful at that point. So it's tiny, tiny, very light touches. And for those of you who are new, you've missed where we've given how much pressure and tempo that we use. It's in, you have it in the membership. You can look at the video and see that. And all of these things, you can go back and listen. We really recommend, of course, that you go back and listen to all of this, because we have the pressure and the tempo that you do. That is how long it takes you to go around the circle. 1, 2, and 3 second circles and 1 to 10 pressures. But mostly we use our like 2 to 3 to 4 for humans, animals, and you know, horses, dogs. 2 for a kitty, 1 to 2s. So this just gives you, I couldn't go on without bringing this ear work into it a little bit because we had forgotten it. Sandy.
It looks like Mary Muldoon has her, she says her, she's raising her hand.
Okay, Mary, go, girl.
And let me find, Mary, you're unmuted. Do you still have a question, Mary? Okay. If you do, let us know.
Yeah, I thought she was raising her hand regarding when Linda asked a question earlier, but it was like, everyone raise your hand if.
Ah, okay.
I think it was that.
Okay, very good.
Okay. So does anybody have one short, like life-changing ear touch that you'd like to share?
Hello.
Who is it?
Hello.
Hi.
It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. Hi there. I have a very short story. I was crewing a ride and tie championship waiting for my riders, and a man crossed the finish line and collapsed. And everyone starts screaming, and the finish line was far from the EMTs. So I said, I can do something to help until emergency help comes if you'd like. And the wife said, oh my gosh, please. So I started the ear work, and I did ear work for about 10 minutes before somebody got there. And after about seven minutes, the man started to come to, and then I, you know, slowed it down, but I was very, very quick. And he was totally conscious when the EMTs came and I left. And it was incredible because he was totally exhausted, unconscious.
Yeah. And in a
state- and was fine.
Exhaustion. And that is the thing. That's a really important story, actually, because Joyce, in situations like that, everybody just stands around. They don't know what to do. And the thing
right.
that's so beautiful about this ear tea touch, you can't, hold on. you cannot hurt somebody with it. And that is the beauty of it. So as long as you don't move them, of course. And it's just,
no.
I mean, we have so many situations like that where people were totally passed out. And in a couple of cases where the heart had stopped and you can start it again in this way. It's amazing. Thank you so much. That's a kind of profound story we need. All the other things you can do, you know, the air sickness, the seasickness, all of this, but the life-threatening things for you and your animals, this ear tea touch is is very effective. So thank you.
Linda, can I share a quick one, a short one?
Okay.
Last year I was on the plane. The plane was on the runway. We were just starting to lift off, and a young girl in her early 20s stood up from her chair, blank eyes, walked into the aisle, and the stewardesses in the back were saying, sit down, sit down. And clearly she was not conscious even in the uprightness, and just her eyes rolled back, fell down, hit her head in several different places on the chairs on the way down, and landed on her back. Her eyes were rolled up and her lips went black and her fingers went black. And so I dove over the guy sitting next to me, because by luck, it happened to be in the aisle right next to us. So I dove over and landed on top of her and immediately started, yeah, well, you know me well enough, right? I'm there. And immediately started working the ears. People around us, now I want you to hear this, people around us were screaming, especially the men, screaming in panic. Oh. And I said, it's okay, I got this. And I talked to her, blacked out as she was, soothing, and I hummed with her. And I said, you're okay, you're just fine. Feel my hand touching your ears. And my voice stayed like this. And then I hummed with her, because what was clear to me is she had a case of her vagal nerve fritzed. She had what's called vasovagal syncope. That meant her heart stopped, like you said, but it's not a heart attack. She wasn't feeling well. She had a flu. She had something and it happened. And so in me being calm and cooing her, as she came to, everybody around us went from sheer panic to total calm. And the whole energy on the plane, and the stewardesses said, what did you do? Because they were concerned, everyone was panicking, and now no one was panicking anymore. And then it gave us time for her to come to and for the paramedics to come and take her off. People came up to me afterwards and said, I felt what you were doing to her. I felt calm. So vibrationally, this spreads out to, if, you know, somebody crosses the finish line and you see something happen, but we keep in this place, it helps.
Of calm.
What?
Calm. Of calm.
Of
the
calm.
Place of calm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's really important. Years, when we started this years ago, because I saved the life of my endurance mare, Bint Galita, in 1958 with ear work. She was about to be euthanized by the vet. And I intuitively worked her ears. Her temperature was subnormal. She was in shock. She'd had a 80 pulse, which should be 40 or less, 80 for like 3 days. She'd been on drip. And in those days, they didn't do surgery to save a horse with colic. And I just did her ears to say goodbye. It just seemed like a nice thing to do. And after about 15 minutes, these ice cold, totally wet ears, wet from wet, cold sweat, started to dry, got warm. She lifted her tail and defecated, and that was the end of the impaction. And that's when the ear work started for me. And it went on 1979. Think how many years later that was. I learned from a vet that when we work the base of the ear, we affect the digestive and respiratory system. And then I can't remember, of course, I was always interested in how the ear, all the connections in the ear relate to the whole body. And I don't remember. I think the first time I ever used it on a person who was bucked off in a class and broke her pelvis. And my hand somehow went to her ears. I wish I could remember that first time, but we have hundreds and hundreds of cases of this. And that is so important, Eleanor, because now in the beginning, oh my gosh, we used to do the ear work so fast on horses that you'd, in colicking, that I could remember somebody saying that they'd rub some of the hair off but we know now you don't have to do that. It's the calmness, you know, and just stay with us, keep talking to them, stay with us. And that really is important to be able to, it's change your rhythm, change your tone, keep them on, like, because we can influence that person's whole being from our getting there. And it's a place you go to. It's a different place you go to. So that was really helpful, because we have a lot of incidences on planes. And it takes courage to get up and say, may I help you? So thank you very much. Thank you. What I'd like to do now is hear some of how this has been for you, this immersion, because we've had pretty much 50 plus, sometimes 50, 60 people on the line with us, on Zoom with us. And I would like to do like imagine us in a circle. So let's just close our eyes a moment. Close our eyes and put one hand over the other on your chest, on your heart chakra. Do a nice, move the tissue lightly in one circle and a quarter from 6 o'clock toward the ground in the direction you want to go. One time back to 6 and then a quarter and stop. And just take this nice, calming 1 1/4 circles. And let's imagine ourselves back in our forest now, in this ancient forest. And make yourself comfortable. Some of you may want to lie down. Others may want to bring a chair and sit. Others will sit on the ground. Let's circle around this imaginary, beautiful pool that we have. It's like a spring, water coming up. We're sitting on the crystal, and the grass around us is like it's like a crystal area around the pond that's about 8 feet wide, and it's just raised a little, and it's this aquamarine blue. It's an aquamarine crystal in the earth. And now the reason I'm bringing that up is the crystal creates communication. We can send communication around the planet when we take crystals and plant them in different places, like you heard we were talked about doing in Atlantis, right? Now, I like to imagine that we have a crystal. This is going to be fun. Oh, I'm going to make this lovely crystal, just a long, thin crystal, maybe it's about 2 inches thick and about 6 inches long. And I'm going to put it there by the pool, and I'm going to ask you to share now just some of the highlights of this immersion program, what you've gotten out of it. And for those of you who are new, because some of you have come in, you'll be going over this and listening to them an hour at a time, which quite a few people have been doing and really getting a lot. So it'll give you a chance to just hear what others have been getting here now. So when you want to speak, raise your hand, and we're going to imagine that there's going to be a fairy, actually, is going to pick that crystal up and bring it to you in our circle. And Sandy and Eleanor are going to be watching for your hands to share. What's been helpful to you? And in the process of sharing it, that's when we actualize it. That's when we make it that much more real for us.
Hi, Chanel.
Hi. I just imagine holding the crystal and feeling like we're creating, that I'm receiving a message on creating heaven on earth.
That's it. That is it.
Of consciousness.
Yes, that is it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Annie.
Hi. This whole immersion course to me
has just taken the whole T-Touch phenomenon so much deeper. Being reminded again and again of the stories, of the power of it, of the connection to the sacred spiral, the divine energy, the divine source, all of those, it just really has rooted this deep into this core of the earth for me. So I really put together a lot of dots. So, and I appreciate your stories, Eleanor. They're very profound. I'm still sort of weepy over them, as a matter of fact. So it's been a very powerful session for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I see, is it? Martin Lasser.
Hi, Martin.
Hi.
From Austria.
Austria, yeah. Yeah, for me, it was really helpful to hear all the stories, because it was really, really helpful for me. And also that you talked about the spiritual part and to be together with the nature, because I learned a lot from Kopalav, and she showed me once to see a gnome in the forest. And from this time on, I was really interested in it, to the fairies and all these creatures around us. And it's nice to hear it from you. Thank you.
Now, one of the things that we can do, we can imagine we do it in the forest, but we can actually do it here. What we do is send angel wings or fairy dust. We'll send it to all of those who've already spoken, Chanel and Shannon, and to you.
Was somebody on an iPhone that unmuted themselves, and I'm not sure if that was because you wanted to say something. Here's Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
Hi. This has been nothing short of phenomenal, this group, these 3 months. And Eleanor, watching your presentation, I tear up because it gives so much beautiful, the way you took us step by step to show us, but also to educate us on what to look for in what you were describing. Mm-hmm. That isn't in my wheelhouse, and you were describing that as so beautiful, and your dedication to the work. Mm-hmm. And Sandy, your patience with all of us and hanging in there is just phenomenal. For me, Linda, I have had a lot of challenges recently, and there is a very real possibility that my current service dog will not be in service any longer. She's very young, and the thought of being as close as we are with our animals and then having to rehome And so what's interesting is I've been dealing with the karma of the pack of wolves I seem to carry with me everywhere, no matter. And the messages from them during this time. And yesterday, when we finished our session, my body completely emptied itself. And when I asked what that was all about, it was that I had finally started healing karma I had carried for eons with regard to the wolves in my life, the animals in my life. It has continued today, but this morning when I woke up before we had today's session, Lumiere, my wonderful dog, woke up with more energy and was telling me jokes. She's been sick. And that was a huge shift. I got up feeling literally physically lighter and brighter. And as we've been working today, I started to feel like the me, when we come back in the resonance. The touches that you're teaching us, as many times as I have experienced them and used them and heard them, each time each of you describe how you apply them and the languaging that you use to introduce it to someone who's new, the languaging that you use when someone is in a panic, because as a crisis intervention counselor, I'm always listening to that, but to touch someone's body when they're in crisis is a whole nother ball game, especially for sexual abuse and all that, or in your case, in an airplane. This has been extremely valuable. And you know, when I first met you, Linda, I knew you to be the person, one of the people who was changing the planet for sure, big time planet. And I look at the three of you and I look at all the people who shared, and it's really incredible because should we think we're alone? We just have to look here and we just have to know. No, all of the things we've heard that are said, like we are the ones we've been waiting for. I mean, how many years have we heard that, right? How many years have we have, but there are more light bearers now than there have been in a long time. How many years have we heard that? And now we have technology so that should we feel insecure, lonely, what the heck am I doing? We get to move forward and we get to say, no, actually, I have brothers and sisters all over the planet in an incredible weaving. So this is very valuable. And my hope is that maybe there's a way to have, and maybe you already have it and I don't know it, but a way to have a monthly check-in or something, even if it's for just like 45 minutes, but to see each other. Because we are having a physical embodiment. And all of the work that you've done, you know, Linda, the first time I met you, which was, you know, up in Seattle, and then I saw you in New Mexico. We were sitting in
93.
Yeah. We were sitting in New Mexico under this tent, and I was in the circle and you were up on the little platform and speaking, and I kept looking at you. I thought, this woman keeps flying all over the world. How does she do it? And I said, Miranda, what do you mean, how does she do it? So I asked for higher guidance to see you. And as you got onto an airplane, in what I was shown, here was a llama ducking its head. And I went, oh my God, she travels with a llama. And I watched you get onto the airplane, and the animals had no issue at all. And the people were not aware of them, but they were able to fit themselves in such a way that energetically, you can, and I went, okay, so now we know she travels with like a whole posse. You know, she's. So when you meet Linda Tellington Jones, you're not just meeting Linda, you're meeting off the planet, you know? But it's just very powerful. And I hope you take time, Linda Tellington Jones, to celebrate what you have gifted with us, to celebrate what you have chosen and what you have put aside or given up to do this work. Because this is not easy work to do. And when you talk about Lipton and you talk about these people whom I have seen several times and know their work, I think how amazing it is to have a woman, come out with something and be able to walk a road with scientific people, thank you, HeartMath, who are willing to make that bridge. This is phenomenal. And I just really hope you take in how grateful all of us are. You know, and Sandy, I don't know if you've done the scientific thing. I know we have other people here that are doing crisis response as well. And thank you for your work, everyone. And Eleanor, being next to doctors, as soon as you said the guy with the glasses standing behind you, I went, oh no, science just showed up, you know. But really, Linda, what you've done for all of us and the planet, obviously, and way beyond, which we've talked about before, way beyond. You're such a beautiful person that has indigo in your blood, and I love that.
Thank you, Miranda. And what I want to say is that I couldn't be doing this without, I could never have done it without Sandy and Eleanor. It's our energies, but all of you sitting here, because who we drew into this, I mean, my heart just sings, you know. I see all of you people who, many of you, those of you who are new, we have people who have been here 15, 20, 30 years with this work, and we're just so passionate about it because it's so, you see, you thank me for what I've given up. I came to the planet to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I have given up nothing. I've been gifted with all of these people. We're drawn together. And when Sandy came up with this idea that the overview of this training would be this class together, this immersion in 90 days would be creating the humanity we crave. And that's when Patrice Wheeler came in and said, and the world and the humanity we crave. And then I realized, yeah, and it's through the, and Kate and Sandy, through the gateway of T-Touch, that were your words. And then I realized with the intention of connecting with, recognizing, remembering this divine spark, this source consciousness in every cell in our body. That's what I have been waiting for. And I've only gotten that realization, the science now, to have the science that says, holy mackerel, I mean, the intelligence that we have in every cell, to be able to know that and combine the science and the spirituality, that is a gift. And to have all of you here, and we are, thank you, Miranda, for saying a once a month check-in. I just can't leave us without the idea that we would do that. And we're looking to create this way. We're trying to figure out how to go on. This is what we want to do, is we haven't figured this out exactly. Once a month, I think we have to do this. And we're
I Linda, I do it with my animal communication students. It's once a month for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's Zoom.
Yeah. And yeah. We're just thinking, the other thing we're thinking about doing is offering this same 90-day immersion again. So we check in for those who've done it, and we offer it again because it's so powerful. We only had close to 100 people who've done this, maybe a little over 100 now. But it's so valuable for anybody who's doing this with their animals, obviously. Mm-hmm. To have this other level, I forget who said it, you know, something, it just gives you more information, how you work with your animals, it's very different. And we are, those of us are committed to making a difference on the planet. How? To recognize that this is heaven on earth when we connect with the divine source. That's the difference. So I'd like to hear from a few more people.
Oh, we have good things. So, I'm going to read what Pam Beats wrote from Colorado. She said, I feel so happy and complete as when I'm certified with TT. In the very beginning, when I first learned about Tellington T-Touch, I felt it was part of me. Now it makes more sense at a spiritual and cellular level. I love learning the nuances of TT. I love being with this group. I am inspired to use it in ways I hadn't considered or didn't have the courage to try.
Thank you all.
And then let's...
To Pam. Pam doesn't have sound. That's why she can't say it herself. That's why she has to write it.
We're giving you love.
We're sending you.
Yeah. And then Anne Quigley, I think you're here. So Anne, wave your hands because I think you can talk. There you are. I'm unmuting you. Wait, did I unmute you? Oh, can I unmute you? Okay, so I'm going to read what Anne Quigley said, but I know you could unmute yourself yesterday, but is it okay? I'll read it. I heard about T-Touch when it started and never took a class. I'm finally coming full circle back to this group. And this group has given me a safe, loving group, which is something that is sorely lacking in my current circumstances. It is keeping me in the light and love that I am. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Teresa Cotterelli, I see you. I'd love you to speak.
look. Okay, Teresa, if you can wave your hands in the air. Wait, weren't you on the first page? There you are. Okay, I unmuted you.
Well, I just wrote that I'm so happy to be a part of the T-Touch family.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Much, much love. For those of you who don't know Teresa, Teresa brought the T-Touch for You to Switzerland and organized the courses and is one of our practitioners, not just for humans, but for horses and for companion animals also in Switzerland. And I just got to spend time with her in Switzerland 2 weeks ago. Thank you. It's in the sharing. What is this immersion course done for you? It's in the sharing that we...
Okay. I see you. Lisa, thank you for waving. Lisa, I unmuted.
Hi, Lisa Likes.
Hello, Linda. Hello, everybody. I just would like to share how much I enjoyed this evening. I was very tired tonight because I have been traveling a lot and teaching a lot and was very tight, and this helped me to really unwind. It's very seldom that I have the chance to get the T-Touch session myself, you know, because I'm teaching so much the others. So that was just perfect, because when we did this facial treatment, it was just perfect. I could just feel how all the tension disappeared. And I found Eleanor's examples and how she explained what she does, how she, very, very interesting and very helpful. Thank you very much. And of course, Linda, it's beautiful to look at you in this fairy setting. Thank you.
This magical setting behind me. Amazing. Thank you.
And Noala is new. She typed, thank you so much. I feel I have come home.
Beautiful. And Noala, if you will read some of the things that are in the, for members in the site, if you read the Atlantis connection that I wrote, the message that I wrote, journaled, it might be really interesting to many of you. It's what gave me the understanding of what is behind the coding behind the T-Touch. And so Karen is just writing to everyone. There's in November, there is a training. I forget.
In Altendorf.
In Switzerland, a T-Touch for You training. But I'm looking at that chat. Oh, 22nd to the 25th of November. It's in Switzerland. I can't tell.
Yes, in Switzerland.
In Switzerland. Super. Yes. Maybe we could post that. Great. And I would like also to tell you, did we hear from Donna? No, she had she took T-Touch to her support group, to her MS support group.
Oh, I don't know if it's tonight. I have it, the written.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great.
Good.
Have you had a chance for a second time?
Actually, it's in 2 weeks, and we're going to continue on because they felt that the whole group felt they were on a roll.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And I actually haven't used the cane to walk in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is lasting for my walking, definitely.
Amazing. So that's been, you've had times when before you were only using your cane to walk?
If I could. I was mainly not functional since March. That's when I was diagnosed with the progressive form of MS, and it's been really aggressive. Until this, using the wraps and the T-Touch for the past month, I haven't had the awful pain that I was having constantly. Works better than prescription drugs, and I actually can walk.
Wow.
With the cane, I feel grounded, and that's definitely from the wrap around my hips.
Incredible. And are you keeping that on a lot, like every day?
Yes, I'm doing it every day, but I'm doing it earlier during the day because I found that it kept me awake at night with sensations, not pain, but just like feeling like sensation. So I do it earlier in the day, probably an hour.
So,
and then I walk fine.
Can you write that to us, those details for us? It would be really helpful.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, are you on, you're on the Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, yeah. I'm on everything.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Martha, I saw Martha.
I was going to say there is someone, iPhone, I wish I knew who you were. If you're able to unmute yourself, go ahead.
It's star 6, and I think that's Joyce.
Oh, good. Joyce, can you unmute yourself?
I will be happy to unmute. I'm happy to be unmuted, but it wasn't moi. Maybe someone else would like to speak before me.
Okay.
Or I can speak.
Okay, so let me just read what iPhone said. The person behind that says, thank you all so much. T-Touch has been such a part of my life for over 30 years and has helped save the lives of so many animals and enhance the lives of their animal guardians. It is not just the touches, but a way of living and loving life and the connections we all have with one another. Dad thanks all of you for the heart hug for he and Muffin, and he seems to be doing quite well today. And yes, I do wonder if all of us have known one another in Atlantis long ago.
Definitely. I forget who that was with Muffin.
Yesterday
we sent it. But please, who are you? Because I can't remember whose dad we sent those to. Well, maybe you'll type that in a few minutes. Thank you. And Martha had her.
Oh, she says it's Renee.
Oh, Renee. Oh, great. Thanks. Thank you. Martha, meet him.
Hi, I'm from Driftwood, Texas today. And my story that I wanted to share is that I was called to come to the T-Touch for you because of my diagnosis with autoimmune. I think it was finally gave me permission in a way to look at using it with humans. I think I was reticent to use T-Touches with people. And it was at my certification completion for level one, practitioner one, 3 years ago when people were looking at my hands and they would say, your hands are swollen and they're purplish. And that's when I went to check that out. So the kind of permission or the shift for me in the last 3 years and especially the last 3 months to recognize the tool to use with myself and with people, I think that is such a necessary thing. And whereas the dogs and the companion animals and horses have been an introduction and an opening door, the work with people and what we can do for ourselves and others has just been huge for me. So thank you for this chance and opening the opportunities and potentials to recognize that I'm here for myself and people too, the people.
Beautiful, really beautiful. Thank you.
And then I'm going to unmute Terry because she said she needs to share.
Yeah, just a hi guys. I have just a quick share. I feel like this past month has been like an opening of some floodgates as far as the path that I want to take with the rest of my life. Interestingly enough, kind of connecting more with not the logical parts of, I'm a dog trainer, but more that it's not just about that, it's about the whole of everything. I've been doing a class online for my musical dog sport friends, and they're so interested in it, everything, and they're like, can this help with arthritis with people? Can it do this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, it's not all just about the animals either. So it's kind of changed my focus of what I want to do. And then, wow, just a little bit of everything. And I realized one personal thing, I had had a earlier thing in the year with cancer from a long time ago. And I was so scared about the next checkup coming up. And I'm like, how do people deal with it? How do they deal with it? Well, I did a lot of things. I did my Beamer. I did everything too. And the tests all came out well. But you know what I realized yesterday from what someone said? I haven't given myself permission to let go of the fear. That was huge for me. I talked to the cells about the cancer going away and cells being happy, but I didn't give myself permission to let go of the fear. So thank you. It was huge.
Thank you, Terry. Yeah. And Ho'oponopono to yourself.
Yes, I did. Yes, absolutely. But for me too, just let go.
Yes. And lots of tea touches to release the fear at the cellular level. Yes.
I think so. More and everywhere.
Around the body.
Yeah. Will do. Yay. Thank you all. It was most fun.
Thank you.
Oh, and I've connected with the animals as well. More, because I did a lot of animal communication before, but I'm getting all these messages quicker, easier, faster. That's what I meant about the floodgates. Yeah. Interesting. So it's all a part of the quantum field.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there's Mary Muldoon has something she wants to say.
Okay.
Hi, Mary. Can you say anything or do you want me to read it? Well, I unmuted her. Okay, well, I'll read it. She said, thank you, Linda, Eleanor, and Sandy for creating this group. Enjoyed being part of this immersion course. I practice energy healing on humans and animals. This past week, my horse was in critical care in Equine Hospital. I applied energy healing along with T-Touch 1 1/4 circles on my horse, as well as myself during the visits with my horse. I felt a very deep connection between my horse and spirit and felt a great, strong knowing he would be leaving the hospital within a few days. The doctor informed me yesterday my horse can come home on Monday. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we have one last sharing for the end of our hour, and then we're going to do a wrap up and then ask you, those of you who are interested, how did we want to do that, Sandy?
I just would love, we would love to hear, like what Miranda shared, just what you would love going on from here, if like a once a month thing, or if you have other ideas or in addition to that, you can certainly put that in the chat. Yay. And also in our Facebook group, because you can have access to Facebook group as well as to the membership site, of course, with all of the material so that you can go back over and over and over and listen to things. So we totally want to hear from you with that. And Linda, are we still going to meet today to talk about,
Well, I don't know that we have any healthcare providers here.
I know we have a lot of practitioners who are very interested in seeing about being listed.
Okay.
And the movement towards certification for T-Touch for you. So.
Okay. So what we're going to do, first of all, what I'd like to invite you is to see how many of, I hope that you have heard now about the celebration that we're having in Santa Fe. It's our fourth that we've had. It's the third weekend in March and on
February.
What? Oh, God. course it's February. Thank you. Where did that come from? It's 2 days of advanced training before the weekend. And then the weekend is for everybody, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is for anyone for Tea Touch for You. And Sandy and Eleanor and I are teaching that together. It's going to be like this, like a mini version of this, where we're going to have this really deep immersion into Tea Touch for You.
In person. Come.
So we can put the information, because some of them may not be getting the newsletters, so they may not know about it. So we'll put that information on the Facebook site for you.
Yeah, and just let me say, if you're not getting newsletters from Tea Touch, you should be, not just about this group. Make sure that you go to teatouch.com and sign up for the newsletter. And if you've already done that, contact Kirsten in the office so that we can make sure we get an email address from you that will actually be working so that you can get that information.
And I want to share two things. Martin, you brought up the theories, and I was going to do this. I'm going to share one piece as an ending. Love is the glue, but the fairies really, in this book, I have many, many messages from fairies also. And I have to see which one they want. Oh, it's so tempting to put guardian angels of the animals. But how do I decide which one wants to come through? So they really want you to get connected with them. I'd love to know how many of you know about fairies. All right, this is one about fairy dreams that I wrote in 1992 at a horse show, believe it or not. I woke up in the morning and I'd been in Australia and I'd been getting all these messages from the fairies, and they didn't want me to stop writing them. And so this is a journaling. And for those of you who are new, what Sandy has us doing is journaling. I've been journaling since about 82. So this is one in my, this is my book that I showed you in the beginning. Fairy dreams in the night fill my being with such delight. Dancing in my dreams, I see them reaching out and calling me. Come on, Linda, play with us. Dance and sing and make a trust. Hold the energy, span the earth. Hold the love so we can birth a new awakening. Let's change this scene. It's time now to intervene. Time to ring the fairy chimes, to enter now into new times. The hearts must open. The faces smile. You've been asleep a long while. So dance with us and wake up now. It's time to remember your joyous vow. We all are one. Put it out to the world. Let's play together, each boy and girl. Each man and woman around the globe can get the message. It must be told. Open your heart and let joy flow. Your being will exude a brilliant glow. So all who see you will suddenly know who they are, what they're here for. Put it out. Even whispers have the power of a shout. Wake up, you all. Come dance and sing. Remember to play in the fairy ring.
Woo-hoo!
Man, I haven't read this forever, forever. It's somebody at housekeeping here, right? And it's just incredible that I would open to this particular one. That's just amazing. Sorry, I'm just on a Zoom session. I'm okay.
So, do you want to stay over?
Sorry?
Is it stay over?
Yes, I'm staying.
Are you calling to front desk or is it stay over?
I'm paid through tonight.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Sorry.
That's okay. The meat and potatoes. Isn't this exciting that I would pick that one? Because it so fits with this last piece that I got from the tree. And this is called Love is the Glue. And Celeste, you're going to be interested when you hear this. So I'm sitting in a tree over a pond in Australia, and I have my journal. So long ago, your soul started its journey on the physical plane many times to come back for lessons, experiences, and the making and releasing of karmic debts. In this soul group, you've finally found your original family gathering together as you agreed to uplift the energies on this lovely planet. Many of you have been networkers, weaving the web of light around this precious planet, fully trusting your inner voice and gently guiding whispers of wisdom dropped on your path, often as scarce as Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, but just enough to hone your skills of inner listening. A shift has occurred as more and more of you come together, having given your will to divine source and recognizing your oneness with all that is. The matrix from which you come is shifting to form a new vibrational rate, a new pattern of molecular structure. As joy and unconditional love awaken in your memories, this pattern, this shift, will begin to spread through the human community as bees do pollinate flowers. Each positive thought, each gesture of love, each smile of appreciation of your own species and of the kingdoms of the animals, the plants, the minerals, and the nature spirits strengthen the web of light and currents of information buried long upon this planet. It's time to awaken, and love is the glue to heal the wounds, to close the rift, to rebalance the planet, to make the shift to the knowing we've carried into each new birth that right here now is heaven on earth. And it's heaven on earth when we remember our connection to all it is, to divine spirit, calling in the nature. And it's just been such a pleasure for me to share this amazing experiences we've had in our ancient forest where we've gone to spend time. Thank you all. We're closing now. And for those of you who wish to stay on to talk a little bit about how we're going to continue, this is my pleasure. I hope to see you again in this way or in the celebration or in the community, the T-Touch community, which we'll send you about.
Can we sing the self song?
Oh, good idea.
Okay. So the first verse is the same each time. You say it twice, and then the bridge, you say it twice.
Thank you, Miranda.
We've got feedback.
Hold on. That was my mistake. I was unmuting everybody, but oops. Apparently that doesn't work, so let me unmute you. Miranda.
So they don't all know that, Miranda. So let's say the first, the lines. We'll say it first and then we'll do it together.
Okay. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell is happy and well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body and well. I'm so glad. I'm happy and bright. All my little cells are filled with light. I'm so glad. I'm happy and bright. All my little cells are filled with light.
That's good. I don't know that last one. That's different from ours. So we better not do it all together. We'll have to do it all muted. We can do it all muted, not together. It will be a mess, right? So did we do it?
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. All right. Okay, so every little cell in our body is happy. Every little cell is happy and well. Little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well.
And I'm so glad, I'm happy and bright. All my little girls are filled with life. So glad, I'm happy and bright. Because all my little girls are filled with light.
Yahoo! Thank you. All right. So we close this and then we'll. Okay. Are you ending the
recording?
All right. Thank you.